sahanavavatu
sahanao bhunaktu sahavīryankaravavahai tejasvinavadhitamastumavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, Bhagavat Sandarbha Adhyayana 4 Adhikarna 3 Bhagavan is superior by enumeration. Page 46. The words sa-va indicate that this is well known or certain. The Anamaya Purusha is abundant in the taste of food, characterized by the combination of earth, water, and fire. Or, anarasa means all transformations of food in the body, such as the skin and bone. It becomes abundant, by slightly mixing with transformations of water and other elements. Thus, it is not solely one element. Since transformation has a very small role to play, the affix maya cannot mean transformation. In describing the pranamaya purusha, there is no description of another form of pure air which transforms into prana, and there is no transformation of prana to the devata of earth. So this interpretation will not agree with the author of the sutras. Right? Because some people may try to come up with all these different kinds of ideas. Right? Because by means, that's the funny part, is that they don't agree with transformation, but at the same time they transform everything. What shouldn't be transformed, they will transform. What is transformed, they'll say is not. You know, that's, you know, just like Lord Chaitanya is telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that we say that the living entity and the Supreme Lord are different because the living entity is small, minute. He's trying to control everything, being the enjoyer, but he's very small. And Krishna is unlimited. And so therefore he's actually the enjoyer. Right? But then they'll say, no, they're one. Then when you're trying to point out how, does that make sense? Yeah. So and then when you're saying how the jiva is an energy of the Lord, therefore is non-different from the Lord, they'll say, no, they're different. So he's pointing this out to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. One side you say they're the same, and the other say they're different. But the point is where it is the same, you say difference. Where it's different, you say it's the same. So we can understand that the avidya shakti means they may not be working under the mode of goodness, but they'll be affected by the avidya shakti, which basically has the same effect. But that's how they can be, quite scholarly, but still be in ignorance, right? Because these things are achintya, they're inconceivable, and so they can only be understood by the mercy of the Lord. So now on the point of achintya, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that you have this aspect is that the wise, and they define achintya as that which cannot be understood by reason. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, since that is the position, and it's not a problem that something is achintya, right? Because they'll say, no, unless you can understand it, it's not real. But point is God having unlimited powers, having inconceivable powers, how is that illogical? He's God. Why? What's the problem? So it's not an illogical thing. So logically, it can also be, one can be satisfied with the arrangement. But because of that, then when it comes to understanding achintya, then logic can't be used as evidence. Right? That's not what proves it. You can establish it and you can show the logicalness of it, but it's not because of the logicalness of it that it makes it real. Does that make sense? So the whole point is Krishna's independent divine position is there. And so then all these different things, they should be understood how they're given by the acharyas, how Krishna points it out. So this is the Upanishad. Because directly it says one thing, but they'll always interpret it in the indirect. Because there's always the idea, yeah, there's what everybody says, then there's the real deal. You know, it's like something's being said and you turn to your friend, what's really going on here? You know? So there's always that idea that, you know, we know that and so therefore we're superior. Does that make sense?
It is the nature of the living entity to be connected. It is the nature of the living entity to be connected to according to its value, to some idea.
Yes.
It is the nature.
Yes. Of the living entity. So therefore, that's why all these Purushas are there, right? So this then we see here is that where is it explaining it? All of them are explained here. Where are they explained?
Here, in the beginning of the Sarvasamvadana commentary, all the five verses.
45. Okay, here. Okay, so here's the full explanation of the sex, just the previous page, dealing with the Anamaya Purusha, because this is something we've heard about, but we've never discussed it. Right? But it's a standard Upanishadic principle. Taittiriya Upanishad specifically talks about it. Others, I'm not sure how much it's referred to, but it's one of the major points. This body has a human form made of earth, water, and other elements. So it's earth mixed with these other elements. Okay? So this is the head. Right? The head is the head. This is his left arm, the left arm. This is his right arm, that's the right arm. This is his torso, that's the middle part of the body. And the lower body is the basis. Basis meaning not meaning that that's from what it springs, but that means is what it's situated on. Just like the book is on the table, so the table is the basis. Right? There might be another word that would give a better or a more clear kind of understanding in the contemporary approach to things, but it just means it's where it's situated. So then you can see as you're starting from there, it's made out of earth, and which comes from food. So in other words, food there comes in the body, it transforms, and then the body is maintained, it's nourished. Right? So then the anamaya, when someone's in anamaya consciousness, then the focus is all on the body. And it's all about, this is my head, this is my arm, this is my, like that. Different from the body made of elements is another body made of prana. Filled with prana, with the antaryami within. This body has a human form. It takes a human form just as the previous one. Right? So it also, so all of these, that's why it's Purusha, they all have a form. They all have the human form. But in this, then, prana is the head. So the main thing is the prana's head. Vyana is the left arm. That's the, I'm not sure if that's the outgoing or incoming like this. Apana is the right arm. Ether is the torso. In other words, that's what it moves through. Right? So everything, like in the torso, that's where food and everything moves. So the prana is moving there. The deity of the earth is the lower body, the foundation. Right? So that's the deity of the earth, because previously it's the earth itself. So this is the deity of the earth. Yes.
How is the progression goes? From more earth to sun?
Yes, means it's just like you have anamoy, pranamoy, we're used to that. So anamoy means it's ana, food. The consciousness is on food. Pranamoy means the consciousness is on life. Right? Manamoy, it's on the mind. Vijnanamoy, it's on the soul. Anandamoy, it's on the Lord. So here is the body in which the person in Anamaya consciousness, then what is the field that they work within?
So when we say Anamaya Purush, for example, we mean the person, not the world.
No, it's the person. It means the gross material body. Like that. But everything's coming from the Lord, so ultimately Krishna is everything. So that's why we can't say, well, actually it should be this or that, or I want to do this and that. No, these things do what they are. That's this is where it is. It's not that the life air moves like we see, what is it? Who was it? Yeah, I think Ravana. But also, I mean, he moved his prana to his thigh. So if you shot him in the chest, he wouldn't die. Like, you know, there's that story. He has a big hole in the middle of his chest. Because at one point in fighting with Indra, then Airavata then you know, poked him with his tusk, you know, and it went straight through. He didn't die. So he's made this special, like, gold, you know, like, cylinder. Like, you know, open at both ends. That's encrusted with diamonds on the inside. And he fits that inside. So you can see straight through. But it's got all the, you know, all the diamonds and this gold and, you know, some very fancy thing, you know. So I say Iron Man wasn't the first one, right? Yeah.
Piercing is always there.
Yes, piercings are there. Now that's a piercing, right? If you went down and, you know, where all those, you know, all the goths and everything were and walked by with that, they go, wow, that would be the ultimate piercing, yeah.
The king.
Yes, yeah. You know, so sometimes they do. So the point is no, this is how it works. This is how we do it. It's the Lord's system. Therefore, we accept it like this. We function like this. So it's just another technical way of looking at it. You know, so now from this system, so we have the levels of consciousness as the main. Then you have the Purushas that with those five. Then you also have the five levels of obtaining knowledge. Right? Does that make sense? You know, what's it? Yes. Yes, like that. So they're all connected. They're just taking different angles of the same thing. Does that make sense? So this is just another feature of something we're already familiar with. Yes.
If we say they're all connected, so it means that the person on the anamaya level of consciousness, he actually cannot rise beyond that unless his consciousness...
Unless you raise the consciousness. That's why you have to be in good association. So if you're in bad association, where they're lower consciousness, you're conscious by that affiliation, by that affection, or by that influence, the consciousness goes down. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like Yudhishthira Maharaj's consciousness is high, Duryodhana is low. So if you hang out with Duryodhana, your consciousness will go down. You know, does that make sense? Or even if it doesn't go down, all your discussions have to be in that lower realm of consciousness. Like if you're, like let's say, you're on the platform on Anandamaya or on Vijnanamaya, but if you're talking to someone in Pranamaya, you have to make it clear to them through examples of Pranamaya. You know, so that's also, then you can say, the aspect of preaching is that their level of consciousness is where you're going to situate your examples. You know, in the particular flavor and mood. Does that make sense? So it just makes it a little bit more clear. When we were saying before, you fix it. So this just makes it, you speak according to their level of consciousness. So therefore, within that realm is then how you'll give. Right? So then all these mean something. You know, prana vyana is the left arm, apana is the right arm, prana is the head. Didi, the earth, is the lower body, the foundation. Why? Because pranamoy is only an extension of anamoy. So it still has that connection with earth, but with the deity. Is that... Yeah.
My doubt is like... what is the difference, or what is the relationship between the consciousness and value? When you say
consciousness, consciousness is what you're, excuse me, what you're aware of.
Yes.
And value means is within what you're, I mean, they go together. See, is, so if you're dealing with consciousness, what is the realm which in it moves? How does it identify? Because values means your identity. Right? Because you function according to that. So as we were discussing before, you have it in the consciousness, then you have consciousness, means you have Krishna consciousness, where you're absorbed in Krishna. And then, and naturally, you also have, you know, and then, and so then, you have the function of it, the consciousness, the aspect of it, connection with mind, the aspect connection with intelligence, the aspect connection with ego, right? So those three together, that combined, that we call that chitta, right? That's just the overall combined consciousness, because in the mechanics of things, you're still, it's going to be one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like your technique, let's say, of how you're holding the pan, how you're moving the pan, how you have the spoon, how you're moving that, and what you're doing with the vegetables, it's different. It's different things. Like how I hold the spoon, I can be different ways. How I hold the pan, it can be. But how I move it and all that is that. But what I'm, the effect I'm having on the vegetables. But it's all happening at once. It's not three different things. We just point it out because we're unaware of it, so we learn it as three things. But it's when you can put the three things together. So that's why you can see, let's say somebody went to culinary school. He got top marks in the way of his exams. Because he knows the theory of how you hold the pan, how you hold the spoon, how you move the thing. In fact, he could tell others like that. But unless he can combine them, he won't be the best cook. So there might be someone else who's a much better cook, but doesn't necessarily know those things to that deep, or is that aware. You know what I'm saying? So the combination together, that's chitta, and that's then what produces the consciousness. Right? So, now in this, what's connected with the mind, or the manas, right? That's going to be the vikara chaitanya. Right, vikara?
Vishaya.
Vishaya chaitanya?
Vishaya.
One of those ones with a V. I always get the wrong. Vishaya Chaitanya. So I guess that's from the Vishaya Charira Kabe Tucha Habimon. When will I give up all the Vishaya? Okay. So Vishaya means what the mind focuses on and takes the form of. Like if we look at the chair, the mind actually takes the shape of that chair. You know? So that's why it has so much an effect of what you associate, what you do. That's what's there in your mind. So that's why then you become like that. So you associate with dead matter, you become like dead matter. Right? Then the pramana chaitanya is what's connected with the intelligence. It's the ability, you know, just the inherent ability of what you can perceive. But then it's also then, you know, what is your basis for perception? Are you using the Shastra or not, or, you know, like this? So we'll see those all combined. And then the Pramitri Chaitanya, that'll be what's connected with the false ego. Right? Because that's your identity. So then an experience, it's how you identify with it. Who the experience is there, who you are, how you felt. Not. So it becomes combined together. So the Pramitri becomes all of those put together. That's your samskara. Right? Because it's only what you can see, but the pramana is what allows you to see, and it's what you see, that's what then the pramana will analyze. Like if I analyze something, I'm analyzing it, but according to Shastra, according to my own values, according to that. So we learn about them as separate entities, but they're all used together. Does that make sense? Yeah. So then the person's values is how he identifies himself and what is his goal. So his goal is anamoy, pranamoy, manamoy, like this. So therefore, the anamoy and his values will be in anamoya. His perception will be in anamoya. Right? So consciousness is anamoya, the field he works within is anamoya, and his perception is from anamoya or pratyaksha. What he can see with the senses. It's all about the senses. Like, let's say you have some, you know, I say, some person who's very, you know, expert in tasting things, right? Like that. Somehow or another, I would happily say the word, but last time I said it, then Radha Jivan made a whole stink about it. Because we're saying the French word with an American or an English, you know, English accent, and he just went on and on about it. But that's how you actually say it in English. But if I knew it in French, I'd say it in French. But so, yeah.
Prabhu, can we say?
Just in case it's not up to the French standard.
I don't want to abuse the channel.
You don't want to come middle of the night, knock, knock, knock. You said like this, but actually, yes, I get a little bit worried. Right? So, this, whatever it is, connoisseur, because there's some way the vowels are said. The French, you know, every language you use your mouth differently, slightly differently.
In French we say, actually we say the common language is connaisseur.
Connaisseur.
You just, you know what the name
is. Oh, connaît. And I would say connaît.
Yes, yes.
Connaît.
It is a French word for any type of knowledge we have.
Yes, you have a knowledge and you're good at it. And
yes,
it's more like it's practical.
Yes.
You
yes,
practice
yes.
And it's, and you appreciate that
yes,
knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say you have the person, one of these connoisseurs, right? Okay. Because I think I get into the connoisseur because in Bengali you have kana means food.
Yes.
And asura means someone who's like, you know, just totally over the top about eating. So I know a few connoisseurs. They're not refined. That's different. So that's the difference. One is connoisseur and one is connaisseur.
But we just say connaisseur.
Connaisseur.
It's not,
you
don't put emphasis on connoisseur.
No, no, no. It's just, see, English, you have to put an emphasis on something. They can't just say everything the same. So whatever it is, even you don't have it, they'll put it. And generally they tend to put it on the second syllable. Like America. That's why you see people who are not from there say America. Because it's just like that. You know, what do you mean I'm America? It's America. So they have to emphasize. Huh?
It's on the first,
okay.
So
yes. So there, it's on the first, it's on the second, or it's just all the same. Like in Sanskrit, it's just all the same. They don't put an emphasis like that. So that's the more natural. So if French doesn't do that, that's more natural. You know, more proof of the more divine origins, right? Like that. So this person, then he appreciates fine things. And so he dresses refined, you know, his clothes, the cut, everything, how he wears it, how he sits, his cane, his hat, you know, his scarf. Then, you know, he's drinking something, then the fragrance and this and that. It's a whole, everything's a whole thing. Even he eats something, you know, they're just taking small bits and just tasting. And it's so dramatic, like that. So that's anamoy. So the point is their consciousness is on the senses. Their field is the body, the anamaya purusha, and their perception is through pratyaksha. So their whole everything they do is just in that area. They're more refined than, let's say, a simple, you know, village or a tribal or something like that who also is on that platform. They won't be as sophisticated, but it's still anamaya. Or you have the scientists, they're also on that platform. Right? You know, if you take just the aspect that unless they see it with the senses and that whole thing, you know, then as a scientist, the academic aspect, they're on anamoy. They themselves generally tend to be more thoughtful and all that, so you might put them up at a higher thing. As the living entity is higher, but as their occupation, they're on this first level. So they're more sophisticated in analyzing the senses, but not in actually enjoying the senses. You know, they're famous for not. Does that make sense? So it's all around anamoy. So then that's the whole point. When you're preaching to someone, you find that level that they can appreciate what you're talking about. Does that make sense? So that's the thing, is that these things have much more. So their values are going to be there. So it'd be nice taste, nice food, nice drink or clothes or environments, you know, so different individuals, then they're going to have maybe slightly different values. So even within that group, you know, of people who appreciate, it's going to be different. You know, one will go hang out at this place, another one will go to a different place. You know, because one it's more the atmosphere or who goes there, and the other one it may be the food's very good, but the people who go there. Let's say it's very nice food, but then, you know, and it's expensive, but then all the rich people go there, and they're not necessarily always cultured. Let's say your nouveau riche, right? So they go there, so therefore someone who's old rich or someone who's more refined in that wouldn't want to go there. Because the atmosphere, someone else will go, some, you know what I'm saying? So they'll, amongst themselves, they'll find their own groups. You know, it's just like you have 8 million different varieties of animals and they hang out with each other. You know, and certain ones don't mind the other ones around. Like you have like on the savanna, you know, the different birds and this and that. All the things that don't eat each other, they hang out together. Because they know that there's a problem. And then when something comes along that does eat everybody else, then they all together are, you know, making warning and stuff like that. Is that... So this... Is that... Yeah? Okay. So, the Atma of the previous body is the Atma of this body. Okay. Superior to... Okay, 45. So this Atma of the previous body is the Atma of this body. That means the Atma of the previous body, meaning the gross body, it's still the same. It's still extended sense gratification. So technically this sentence here, the Atma is the... This sentence should go back to the previous paragraph. Does that make sense? Because otherwise then you think it's part of this next one and it doesn't work. Okay. Superior to the body made of prana is another body made, it's made of mind, filled with mind, with the antayami within. This body has a human form. Yajur mantras are its head. Rig mantras are its left arm. Sama mantras are its right arm. Brahmanas are the torso. And Atharvangirasa mantras are the lower body, the foundation. Right. That's good. Foundation. That's good. Yeah. Okay. So here's what the Brahmanas being the torso. They're the ones that use the mantras. They use the head. They use the arms. Right. And it's based on the Atharva Veda because that's the general miscellaneous. And so for general activities and that's used. And then for specific ones within the yajñas and that, they'll use the other three. Like in Gita, it says of the Vedas, he's Rig, Yajur, and Sama. Right, because the Atharva is just like the foundation, right? And then of that, he's the Sama, which is the right hand. Does that make sense? Yeah. Superior to the body of mind is another made of knowledge, full of knowledge. Right, it's made of knowledge, full of knowledge. Right, the other one's made of prana, full of prana, or made of mind, full of mind. Right. So it also has a human form, right? So they all have human form. Faith is the head, right? So when you're getting into. Okay, yes, Vijnanam. Faith is its head. Intelligence is the left arm. Attempts at finding the real meaning is the right arm. Right? So that's what you're trying to get to is the right arm. So the Sama mantras are the right arm. Rigor the left, but that establishes. But the real point is that because Krishna says he's the Sama, so the Sama is the most pleasing of them. Does that make sense? Right? You know, just like in the body, the right hand's the auspicious, the left exists the right. Like that. Okay. Finding the real meaning is the right arm, and finding the meaning is the torso. So its body is that you actually found, and then you function on that. The pure jiva is the lower body, the foundation. So it's about the jiva. Right? Because that's what you know, is that someone on Vijnanamoya, how do you know they're on Vijnanamoya? Because they accept that the soul is that. So they're looking at things from the platform of the soul. The other levels may know they're the soul, but they don't really care. Just like most people or so many are in Anamoya, but they may know, okay, we're the soul, but that doesn't matter. They do everything according to the body. Or even they get a little bit more of the Pranamoya. Yeah, you know, we have to, all souls, we have to, but then it's all about. So you see the foundation here, the deity of the earth is the foundation. So it's still connected back to the earth. So the foundation is how everybody can enjoy their senses. Right? Yes.
I think Paramatma Sandarbha mentioned about the primary qualities of the jiva. Among them, two of them are his knowledge itself and the knower of the knowledge. So unless one is situated on that platform of being the knower of knowledge and like having the right knowledge itself, it's not at the Vijnanamaya level, it's not his natural state.
Yes.
That's why all the three previous states is not at that level, so that's why he is not the basis.
Yes. Does that make sense? Something else is that they may know they're the soul, but the atarvangirasa, because the atarva is for gaining regular things. Right? So in other words, they're on the Manamoy platform. They're following the directions of the scriptures, but it's all about getting material benefits. You know, going to the heavenly planets and things like that. So here, and so we see all of them, they may know about the soul, but it's only on this fourth level, Vijnanamoya, that they actually practically function at that level. So for the devotee, then this is where this is the lower level. Right? Because he knows he's the soul and all that. And so when he functions like that, then he's nicely there. And this is the platform with sadhana. Because from here, then it's very easy to get to the next level. Right? Does that make sense?
The first instruction that gives him, you are not the body, you are the
soul. Yes. Yes, yes. So therefore, sadhakas are on the platform of Vijnanamoya. That's why it doesn't work well when that's the platform, but then they're either quoting the Manamoya platform or the Pranamoya platform. You know, and they're using those purushas and those techniques. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's the point. So, in other words, the first two, the Anamoya is the gross, and the Pranamoya is the subtle form of the same thing. Right? So, Anamoya means it's about yourself, or and Pranamoya means then, you know, you can accommodate others. It has that subtle. Because if it's just you and your family, it's still Anamoya. But when you think of mankind and all that, that's where it takes on that subtler aspect.
Without actually strong association, it's very easy to go to Anamoya.
That's where we're from.
Yes.
Because that's where the animals are on Anamoya. You know? And you see some are more sophisticated, they can work together, you know, like ants or termites or, you know, bees or things like that. But, you know, they have a big civilization, they have their leader, you know, and all that. Superior to the body of knowledge is another body made of bliss, full of bliss with the antaryami within. That body also has a human form. Its head is pleasure, its left arm is delight, the right arm is ecstasy, and the torso is bliss. Brahman is the lower body, the foundation. Right? So we can see is that the when one comes to this point of understanding one's position in the Vijnanamoya, that becomes the basis for the next one. Does that make sense? So there's a connection, there's a natural, one can move through them, but it'll be by association, because without association, then you won't. So, and basically that association means it's going to be that what's connected to. So transcendental association can move you through these quickly. Because otherwise, in the material platform, yes, there'll be some, but it'll take lifetimes to go through. It will be a very slow process.
Also, this proves that here Brahman is said to be the foundation, so the qualities of pleasure, delight, and bliss are higher than.
Yes, because it's based on here. So the happiness of the other one comes from the soul, the happiness of the other one comes from performance of your duties according to God's direction. The previous one is that you're doing something nice for, the earth and people, and like now it says to get that flavor, then they have to talk about climate change. That's the new thing. Before it was ecology, now they just say climate change. So then so they're looking at that aspect of it, And then they're getting grumpy with some, because that's the one things where, the justice or the equality in that. But there's also the economics. It's also part of this. Right? Because economic means you apply the life airs into an activity, you get results. Right? And so the economic consideration. So then, that even though they're all in the same category, they don't like each other. Like you just see in the news that someone's talking about climate change and someone else is saying that's nonsense. And so then they don't get along, even though they're all talking in the pranamoya element. Just like in the manamoya, then they can be talking about this religion, this ritual, that ritual, and they don't get along. It's different aspects of the same. It's like you have those doves here. They're one form of about, I think, 20 kinds of what you just call pigeons. And so then there's another one that came along. So these are the turtle doves. And then you have the ringneck one. So these are the turtle doves. But you also will see the ringneck one, which they have like a half ring on their neck, like that. And they're slightly bigger and more plain. They don't get along. It's slightly different. It's like that. And then you have the big fat pigeons, that you have in the cities. They're in another cat. They don't, when they move in, everybody else moves out. The rents go down, like that, how you say, your good businesses, move to a different area, all that.
You didn't see these guys last few days because we are here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess they just come wherever we are. Yeah.
They like association.
Yeah, they come to hear the class. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you go into a room, nobody's there and everything, there's no mosquitoes. But you stay there, there'll be mosquitoes. Yeah, it's all about association.
But mosquitoes are definitely on anima.
Yes. But at the same time, as they don't care whether it's the left arm, right arm, the torso, or the how you say the foundation, they don't care.
They're
equal vision. Yes, they're quite in that way. They're quite elevated. Yes. Okay, so this is Taittiriya Upanishad 2:1-5. Okay, does that make some sense here? So it's another angle of that, and so this will be coming up more.
Yeah, it's explained that all the way.
Yeah, but I'm saying also in other sandarbhas in that, or it's just here. No. It's just here.
So Maharaj, when Srila Prabhupada, every devotee would join his kind, it's supposed to be at the Vijnanamoya in the beginning.
It means that Vijnanamoya is where we try to situate ourselves. We may be dealing with anarthas of the other three, or the other two, or just one. So if it's just the senses and I want to sleep in the corner and that guy got there first, that's not fair. I sleep there every day just because I had to do something else and I came late. Why does he have the corner? This is all be like anamoya stuff. But those who are talking about the particular social benefits and this and that and worrying about everybody else, but not according to Shastra, This will be pranamaya. If you worry about how you say, you know, the cows, the Brahmins, the women, the children, and the old men according to Shastra, that'll be manamaya. But if you're worried about them not according to Shastra, that'll be pranamaya, because you'll notice that in this, Brahmins will never be on the list. Right? Because that's authority. And the whole thing about prana is it makes everything equal. So you can just see is that these are the levels of consciousness. That's understood. So that's why you start talking with somebody. You see where they take the conversation. You know, according to their values, they'll bring it up, they'll see it. So then you may give an example and they take it a different way than how they explain. Then you know, okay, that's the level, and then you talk according to that. So then these can be very useful for understanding how to preach to somebody. Right? So it's not soft preaching means it's just sentimental. It means, no, it says you know the science and know where to talk to them from. You know, preaching is not a sentiment. You may be giving association of your devotional sentiment, but you're still explaining to them through those things that they can understand. You're giving the Vedanta philosophy. Does that make sense? Because if you explain all these things, it's there. I was, you know, listening to these Prabhupada archives of his classes. So you see in the 66 lectures, all these things we're talking about, he brings up. He's always bringing up about these things. But, you know, very pleasant, gives very nice examples. But it's just that that may not be what's caught, because there's a purpose to discussing that. So that point will be caught. They'll get to the conclusion aspect, but they may not actually appreciate the technical points that got there. There's just not enough familiarity with it. You know, and with time, then these things, you catch them. Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, the word sava indicate that this is well known or certain. Right? So, means... Oh. Yeah. The word indicates this is well known or certain. Means this is a standard knowledge. It's known. It's certain. Means this is the way it is, and it is known amongst those who, you know, study this body of knowledge. The Anamaya Purusha is abundant in the taste of food characterized by the combination of earth, water, and fire. Or Anarasa means all transformations of food in the body, such as skin and bone, right? So it also it means that, how it transforms, how it does, just like you have this consciousness, but how then that activity within that in pranamoy results in social benefits and all these different things like that. You know, economic benefits, same thing. So it's all the things connected. So that's the nice thing about these Vedic systems of when they give a particular angle, then from that, all everything can be connected. But you're looking at it from that angle. You take another angle, you can still connect everything. But it slightly has a different flavor. It becomes abundant by slightly mixing with transformations of water and other elements. Right, so the earth being mixed with water and other elements, that's how it works. Right? Thus, it is not solely one element. Since transformation has a very small role to play, the affix maya cannot mean transformation. Oh, anamaya purusha. It's not about the transformation of ana. That's the purusha. So it's not about that. It's that's just part of it. What you're trying to do, because we're dealing with the consciousness here. So the transformation of food through digestion, that's a small part of it. It's about your consciousness and getting food, eating food, then becoming healthy from that food, you know, engaging in activities, engaging the senses from that food. So transformation. So what we're pointing out is that when it says anamaya purusha, the maya doesn't mean transformation. In describing the pranamaya purusha, there is no description of another form of pure air which transforms into prana. And there is no transformation of prana to the devata of earth. right? So it doesn't go that way. So earth stays as earth. Also, this interpretation would not agree with the author of the sutras if we try to say that Maya means the transformation, because it's not a major part. It's there. You know, it's just like, let's say you're going to the kitchen and, how you say, you want something to eat, right? So you find something and, you know, something, whatever it is, you throw it in the pan, you heat it up. So the transformation of it being from cold to hot isn't actually the major point. You know what I'm saying? You want something to eat, it's hot. You go to the refrigerator, it's cold. So you're just going to change it from cold to hot. But that's not the major thing. You didn't go into the kitchen to change things from cold to hot. You went into the kitchen to get something to eat. And so, it's part of the process, but it's not the major aspect. So that's why the analytical and all that, it is there, but it's not the main focus. Does that make sense? Yes.
All right, so according to these descriptions, can we say that the elements, they don't transform, they just mix together?
So yes, they just mix.
Air remains always the air.
Yes.
The ether is, everything is losing that and like that. So it's just a mixture of things.
It's a mixture, that's what he's saying. But where there's a prominence. So when you say that it's earth, it doesn't mean that there's not water and fire, but the prominence is earth. It means your body, even though they say it's, what is it, 80% or 90% or something water ridiculous amount, but you're worried about the earth element of it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? You know. So that's the whole point, is that it's about that. And pranamaya, then yes, it's the bodies, but you're worried about the life in the bodies. The movement of the life airs, you know. In Manamoy, they also have a body and that, and there are life airs. But it's about the mind and its focus on the rituals, right? It means what's the laws of God and following the rituals, the appropriate rituals. You know, in other words, you're theistic. So that's why in one sense you can say is, when they're following like that, then it's nice, they have that. Then it's more complete. Because let's say you take just an average, religious person. You know, the average person, if you ask them if they have a religion, and they say yes, and they mention, you know, whatever is one of the prominent religions. But they don't necessarily have any knowledge about it, they're not performing any rituals connected to it or anything. They don't, you know, they're not saying prayers before they go to bed or this, they're not going to church or going to, you know, synagogue. They're not, saying prayers when they eat, you know. So, but if you ask them, they'll say, yeah, I'm Christian or I'm just not. So they have that faith that there's God and there's laws and all that, but they generally, you'll see, they just function on pranamoy. So in one sense, you can say it means, but as you see, there are others who then they'll do more of the rituals, or the priests, it'll even more. And so they try to regulate their life according to those rules. Then you can say they're better situated there. And so their consciousness, you know, in that sense may be there, but and then their activities are there, so everything's there. It makes it more clear. But you see, for most people, then it moves around. You know, they're pretty much just an anamoy, but then in a sentimental moment, they'll be pranamoy or manamoy. You know, they go to the church, they have that kind of, you know, manamoy sentiment. When they walk out of the church, then it goes back to anamoy. You know, and then somebody brings up some political thing, then again some pranamoy comes up. You know, and when that's not there, it's about, you know, okay, who wants pizza? Then, you know, it goes back to anamoy. Yeah, so we can see is that's why he said the West of this passion ignorance. So the ignorance is the anamoy, and the passion is that touch of pranamoy, where they practically act. Because how many are acting more than that? Like you go back before, they were fighting over establishing, you know, their religious principle, because they wanted to follow their religion, someone else didn't want them to follow their religion, you know, like that. So, but you don't see that so much nowadays. Okay. Vikara shabdan neti chen na prachuryat. Oh, this is Vedanta Brahma Sutra. If one argues that the suffix maya means transformation, that is not correct, since the suffix means inherent abundance. Brahma Sutra 1113. So the Brahma Sutras are talking about, in that the first part is talking about these five Purushas. That's far out. Okay. According to the rule, Vyascha Chandasi, Panini 43150, the suffix maya cannot mean transformation when present in a word with more than two syllables. The head is just a head, and not something produced by transformation. That should be accepted in all the Purushas described. It means it's not that you do this, that transfers into the head, and it goes this, it means no, the head's the head, the arm's the arm, the torso's the torso. So, the limbs should be explained. Paksha means arm. The Purusha has a left arm, Uttara Paksha. The middle portion of the body, torso, is called Atma. Madhyama, Yesham Atma. The middle of them is the Atma. You have the foundation, you have the Atma. Okay. The limb below the navel is Pucham, since it is like a tail hanging down. Pratishtha means the shelter, that in which something else is fixed. Oh, Pucham Pratishtha. Okay. Like showing the moon by pointing out a branch in order to show what is near. Gradually the inner Atma. I'm going to bring out the inner Atma. I haven't heard that one. That was a good one. That would really work, you know, the yoga still. You want to cultivate your inner Atma. That would work really good. Yeah. The inner Atma of each Purusha is described according to a famous method in scriptures. In order to understand the mind, one must understand its support, prana. The pranamaya Purusha then is described. Okay. Oh, well, maybe here the Atma of the previous body is the... Yeah, I'm not quite sure here. Okay. Superior to the Anarasa Maya Purusha is the Pranamaya. The Anarasa Maya Purusha becomes complete by that prana that has the form of a man, Purusha Vidaha. How is this Purusha like the Anarasa Maya Purusha? It has a human form with limbs and head. The form is described. Air, situated in the heart, prana, is the head, that which is first understood. Then the right and left arms are described. Samana, a function of prana, which is situated in ether, is the middle of the body. The deity of earth, Prithvi, is the controller of prana since she maintains it. Saisham purushasya pana avastabhya. The deity of the earth attracts the apana, air. Prashna Upanishad 3:8. Tasmad vae tasmad atma akasha sambhutaha. From the Lord, atmana, came akasha. Taittiriya Upanishad. Thus the phrase tasyaisha sharira atma refers to the antayami of the body. That which was the antayami of the anamoya body, ya pur vasya, becomes the antayami Okay, that which was the antaryami of the anamoy body, ya purvasya, becomes the antaryami of the pranamoy body, etc. It's finally said that antaryami, that it is antaryami, it is finally said that it is the antaryami of the bliss body. By figurative language, this indicates the Lord is the Atma of everything. Okay, so then in that case, yeah, well, in this case, when you're talking about Atma of the previous body, the Atma of this body, then its meaning is the same. So I guess it could stay here. But then you should put a footnote to say its meaning about the super soul.
Yeah, because like...
No, I'm saying on page 45.
Yeah, I understood that.
Yeah.
Also, like, we call Anna Brahma. The Anna Maya Purusha, Anna Brahma. We are referring to the Lord, and these are all the aspects that in the... Like, similarly, for all the five Purushas.
Okay. Yeah. So anything like that that you can explain is good. The point is as you go, but the point is at the beginning you don't know, so it just slows everything down, so it's more clear. So that's why, even though it's going to be explained later, essential points can be brought up so it's a little clearer, so then you get to, then the full explanation makes it more clear. Does that make sense? I mean, it's not how, yeah, people don't like to do that, because I'm going to explain it. No, but unless you explain something now, they won't understand it. Okay. This indicates that the Lord is the Atma of everything. Yasya prithvi shariram, yasya paf shariram, yasya teja shariram, yasya vayu shariram. Prithvi is the body. Water is the body. Fire is his body. Air is his body. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3.7.9. So that means then all these five things, they are the Lord. So they're saying that that's him. It means he's not earth, but it means earth is coming from him. So it functions as earth. It has the qualities of earth because it's coming from him. So it's a transformation of his energies. But they're not talking about within the body that there's the transformation. Does that make sense? It's not that it starts with one thing and turns into the other and this and that. No, it's a complete body that has all these things. Otherwise, you say, oh, it's transforming into this and that, and then you take it all over the place. And, you know, trying to analyze it, you're trying to find the mechanics, and then you're saying that these come up. But no, the point is these are there. You use it, then you get the benefit of it. You don't use it, it's not complete. You know, it's just like we were saying with the, what do you call it? Manamaya Purusha. Yajurvantras are its head. So in the yajra, you're establishing everything, getting everything ready. Then you're invoking, and then you're praising. Right? Because if they're right on, you're going to offer artiks and everything like that. So that's the sama. But you're going to invoke them and create the environment. That's the left hand. Right? So that's your ringing the bell stuff. Does that make sense? You know, in the yajra that you set everything up, you're seeing how it all connects together and everything like that. Okay.
The description of Virat Purusha, then the first three are referring Anamaya Purusha, prominent Purusha.
Yes, it means that's what people will see and all that. But the whole point is you do still have the Vijnana Maya. Yeah. But the point is he's the Ananda Maya Purusha. And the Jiva is then the, you know, supposed to be assisting in that. That's the platform they're supposed to be functioning at. So Virat Purusha will be those first four.
That's the prophet says, like material outlook of the Lord.
Yes, yes. So it's you could say it's the material form of the Lord, though at the same time he's still transcendental. It's his energy is transcendental. Okay.
What is Maya? Maya means inherent abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So can we say that this five level, it's five level of Purusha, that Maya is less rule of, no, not the rule, but is like in abundance at each level.
Yes, means that if you're on Anamoya platform, there is abundance of on the that consciousness of food or earth, like that. While in prana, there's abundance of prana. On the manomoya, there's the abundance of the mind. It means that that's what it's full of. So you contemplate that, you think that, you do that.
This means with the spiritual vision, we say we see the abundance. But with the material vision, we are inside the denial.
Well, even if you're inside, you have to know that that's the main thing. Just like on pranamoy, will it be successful if everyone just sits around and talks? No, unless you do something. So that's why, then, are these people really on pranamoy when they go out there and march and say this and that? Because other than harassing the police, getting less money for them, and breaking shop windows, it's kind of like they're breaking shop windows. You need police to stop people from doing that, but they want the police defunded so they can break windows. I mean, it's like, what's the point? You know, the funny point is they want to defund the police, but the person that was killed by the police that they're complaining about was killed with a knee. So does that mean, you know, no policemen will have knees? You know? Let me say, what does that matter? What will change? You know, someone said the other day that they saw a billboard. You know, just recently, when you enter into the state of Texas from any of the other states on the highway, and it says something about, you know, how you say, basically, it's pointing out the police have been defunded, so take care of yourself. You know, you're on your own. You know, so hey. You know. You know, so that's the whole thing, is that it's activity. That's not an activity. Just there yelling and screaming. What are you doing to that? You know, what are you doing to? Because just as you're saying, you're going against the ones going against this race or that race or this religion. They're going against police in general. Are all police bad guys? You know, there are some bad guys. The same way some bad you know, the people, the individuals. No matter what their position. So that's the thing, is that without endeavor, how is anything going to be accomplished? Because you don't see talks. These things are there. Are there any talks from those things? Are they coming together and sitting, you know? People have a thing, so some representative goes to, you know, the police commissioner, the mayor, and then discusses, and this is what we'd like to see, and there's some dialogue, and no. So there's nothing actually getting done. You just go out there and sit there and, you know, I don't know, get some fresh air because you're tired of sitting inside all day or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's not something accomplished. Just like anamoy, if you don't do something, do you eat? You know? And even if you eat, if you don't do something, do you digest? You know, unless you're active, you don't digest. You know, the rituals, then therefore you accept God, but you have to do something to follow the laws of God. You know, if it's vijnanamoy, then do something that it's about the soul. You know, not a political stance. It's about the soul. Right. So I'm serving the Krishna. How am I going to situate myself as the soul and not be identifying as the body? Right. So that's what we'll say, is that's that level, because then anandamaya means how I connect with Krishna and please Krishna. The other one is how I don't identify with the body, I identify with the soul. You know, so in other words, the vijnanamaya purusha is self-realization. And anandamaya is then acting in that self-realization. Like Prabhupada says, sambandha means know your relationship. Abhideya is acting in that relationship. Then prayojana then is love of God. Does that make sense? So you can say, is the anandamaya purusha is a love of God, but you're acting in that relationship. So that's why you see, is that the point of liberation, that's just the platform that you want to function from. It's just the basis. It says Brahman is the basis. So it's just a basis. It's not a goal. That's the thing. Mayavadis are trying to make it as the goal and the head and this and that. And, you know, and from reading that, they think, oh yeah, we'll experience Brahmananda. You know, because they read about that the body is then Okay, the head is pleasure, the left arm is delight, the right arm is ecstasy, and his torso is bliss. You know, and Brahman is the foundation, but they don't understand this. No, Brahman's the foundation means from there, then on top of that, you're using your senses in the service of the Lord. That's why there's bliss. Otherwise, just as a foundation, why would there be? Otherwise, the bliss would have been there in the previous platform. But it's not. You know? And then their thing is something beyond that. They're trying to get to Anandamaya. But they're not really going to be situated much there, because how much bliss can they experience if it's only the bliss of the jiva? You understand? The jiva on his own, liberated from material energy, he's liberated. He's like the sun, you know? He's liberated. But the amount of ananda in the soul is very small. So how much ananda is going to be there? Right? Some ananda. But not as much as you connect with the unlimited ananda. It's a party. Yes?
The point you mentioned is the main transformation that happened to the four Kumaras when they met the Lord of Vaikuntha.
Ah, yes.
Because they were on the level of Brahmananda.
Yes.
But it is explained, I think Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions in his commentary, that they experienced is the ananda of their individual soul bliss.
Yes.
But then when they met with the Lord, they experienced unlimited ananda, means his ananda.
Yes.
They got.
Yes.
So this is the Brahmananda, and then, you know, the Supreme Ananda. This is the main thing.
Yeah, no, that's very nice. Yeah, because they know he's the Lord, and then that way he's like devotees. Because the Lord mentioned he's going to see his devotees. At the same time, that may be what they're going to become. You know, or the Lord sees all living entities as devotees. You know? So it'd be like this. You have the limited, your own power, and you have the unlimited. Now, we'll use the example like what you've given. We'll just give it into a practical thing. You're sitting on the beach, right? And you're sweating. So you can only produce a limited amount of water, right? And so it doesn't give as much, you know. It means the sweat is there, a little breeze blows, you feel a little cool, but it won't be as much as if you go into the ocean. The unlimited, then that flows the ocean, then you're able to experience that. That work?
Well, if it's Garbhodaka ocean, then it's the best.
Okay, then, how are we doing? Okay, 2 more minutes. Okay, Vijnanamayad anyontaratma. Compared to the Vijnanamaya body, there is an interior Atma. After this Atma, nothing superior is mentioned. The Antaryami of the previous body, Ya Purvasya, is the Antaryami of the next body. Okay, so it's the same Lord through all of them. Yeah, so then that thing is correct there. Yeah, actually, just put that footnote there, and then we'll get the details here. The Atma of the Pranamaya body is the Atma of the Anandamaya body. By controlling prana, one controls the mind. The mind is to be controlled by nishkama karma. With this intention, the mind is described. Mind refers to the antakarna, which makes decisions. It is superior to prana, which is insentient, since it is related to knowledge, though still material. Yajras refers to mantras in prose. That is the head, since the mantras of the Yajurveda, oblations, are first offered. Rig and Sama mantras, the arms, have special applications. Adesha refers to the Brahmana section of the Vedas, since they give particular orders, Adesha. They are considered the torso, or Atma, because they originate the actions in general. So here is that when it says the Brahman, it means the Brahmana section. brahmanas are the torso. It's also brahmas perform the thing, but it's still it's the Atharva refers to mantras revealed by Angi Rasha and to the brahmanas. Yes, but I'm just saying, what does that mean, and to the brahmanas?
Another brahmana.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. Did Angi Rasha refer to the brahmanas, or it revealed to Angi Rasha and the brahmanas? They are called the shelter or tail because they have prominence of preliminary rituals such as Shanti Karma. These are described as limbs of the mind since they manifest prominently in the mental functions. This mind is dominant in this form, Mano Maya. By transformation, the Vedas in the mind should become material, but since the topic is spiritual, material rituals are not included in the Mano Maya example. Similarly, in controlling prana, the material aspects have been omitted. Similarly, this is understood for the rest of the example. So these are giving what is the standard if you want to function within the spiritual platform. Right? So what's the point is that in each one of them you're seeing the super soul. Like that. And each one then is helping control the next. Right? You know, you control the body, it controls the life airs, you control the life airs, it controls the mind, you control the mind, then you're able to understand the soul, you control the nature of the soul, then you're able to serve the Lord. So it's just a natural progression. So, point is these are there to understand the Lord, just like all the things are. Varnashram, everything's to understand the Lord, but you can use it not in connection with the Lord. So it all works in the same way, but it should be understood. Okay, so we'll stop. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.